AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day two of testimony in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. It will begin with a hearing on the gag order that prosecutors say Donald Trump has violated at least 10 times. ABC's Peter Haralambos has more.
Prosecutors have asked Judge Juan Merchan to fine Trump $10,000. They cited 10 social media or campaign posts from Trump. They alleged violate the gag order by mentioning jurors or witnesses in the case. Prosecutors have also raised the possibility of jail time if Trump continues to violate the order.
No opening statements in the case were held on Monday. More protests against the war in Gaza on college campuses this week. Police made more than 100 arrests while clearing a pro-Palestinian encampment at New York University last night. Protests also at Columbia and also Yale. City of Baltimore wants the owner of the Dolly cargo ship held in keep responsible for the Key Bridge collapse. City leaders argue in court filings the company knew of problems on board before the ship took off, crashing into the bridge. This is ABC News. New concerns about a major cyber attack against the country's biggest health insurer, United Health Group, now says what it calls a substantial portion of patient data was stolen earlier this year in a hacking. Book fans are stepping up their fight against book bans.
After conservative groups sought to ban books dealing with sexuality, gender, and race in Bloomington, Minnesota, a not-straight 18-year-old, Shay Ross and friends, organized and helped persuade their school board to make it much harder to do so. Minnesota is one of several Democratic-leaning states pursuing bans on book bans. Washington and Maryland passed them this year, Illinois last year. Over 4,000 books were targeted last year, says the American Library Association, a big increase from the year before. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And a major deal in the world of high-fashion handbags running into a federal roadblock. The FTC suing to stop the company behind Coach from buying the parent company of Michael Kors. They say it would stifle competition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 12 law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin are splitting almost $2 million in opioid settlement funds. Wisconsin will get more than $750 million of the National Settlement Fund through 2038. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says some initiatives will help keep opioid addicts out of jail or treat people already in jail. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with the Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk of wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease, people have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
And insects that carry disease thrive in warmer weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers let one slip away. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing in Pittsburgh 4-2. The Brewers starter Joe Ross had pitched to 79 pitches, holding the Pirates to one run, but manager Pat Murphy pulled him in the sixth inning. Murphy asked, should he have kept him in a little longer?
No. It's always what's best for the pitcher. Squeezing more out of somebody this early in the season isn't what we've like to do.
The Brewers starters have pitched the fewest amount of innings so far this year in Major League Baseball. NBA Game 2 of the Bucks and the Pacers playoff series is tonight. Milwaukee won Game 1, 109-94 Sunday night. The NFL Draft is this Thursday night. Brian Gutekunst asks if the draft board is ready yet in the Packers War Room.
Really, through this past weekend, we kind of got to a point where we feel really good about where it's at. And we'll probably have one more meeting this evening and lock it up really till Thursday.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We could catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to 67 for a high, a bit breezy today with wind southwest to west at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Day two of the Donald Trump criminal trial, New York. We'll hear about the gag order and whether or not Trump has violated it. Tune in. Greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lovell Show.
WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. How you doing this morning, everybody?
Good morning.
What? Oh.
Rise and shine, shake a leg up and at the top of the morning to you.
You got clear skies and 53 degrees, John.
My headphones just slipped off my head.
We're off to a great start. Yeah, it's high today in the mid-60s.
Well, I think the trouble started when we had found that our microphone started acting up, you know, and then all of a sudden everything went downhill from there, right?
That was yesterday.
Yeah, I know, and it's still going downhill from there.
Must be a pretty big hill.
Pretty big. It's very slowly going downhill.
Well, something happened over the weekend to that microphone. It changed. The tone changed. Yes. I don't know how they adjust those
little
things.
Little bass here. Yeah. And they're trying to mix it into the system here that we have.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Well, the Max Inc. people come in and they have
bands.
They have bands. Yeah. You know, they have the studio here.
Maybe they know how to adjust that thing.
Well, anyway,
it's going to be a beautiful day today. Finally, we're going to get the weather that we've been predicting for at least 7 days. And the only reason that we weren't predicting the correct weather is because we didn't have the weather roulette wheel.
Is it back from the shop? Is it fixed?
It's back.
It broke for a while, right?
It did.
You just send it to the engineers.
We lost a marble.
We lose our marbles every day, but we lost that particular marble. But it's working now, right?
So
are we going to try to go for the predicted high for the day, or should we go for the current temperature?
Let's go for
Gordy, you already said both of those numbers.
I didn't say the second one, Sam. I said mid-60s.
Oh, okay.
So I gave some wiggle room there. I don't know what the predicted actual temperature
is. Okay, well, should we go for that?
Let's go for the weather wheel and throw the marble down and see what happens.
I'm a little nervous.
For the predicted high for today, which is Tuesday, April 23rd.
There are skeptics who don't think this works, but...
Here we go.
Let's find out.
And it has landed on 65. 65 is the predicted high for today. So, you know, we'll check in later and get the actual temperature, and we'll tell you tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, I'm feeling good about it. I'm a gambler. Let's try it again.
60% of the time, it works 100% of the time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense to me. You had a good day yesterday?
I worked out for the first time in about a week, and that was not a good thing. Yeah. I crashed. I just couldn't handle it.
Do you work it out at home on the elliptical?
Yep, yeah. I have an elliptical machine in the basement.
Those are cool.
Yeah, really nice.
I like those, yeah.
Never needs any fixing, so go on that and work out for about 45 minutes. Yeah. Then come upstairs and, you know, do some of the aerobics.
Good
well,
you.
Actually, I think it's Pilates.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, and I don't care. I just do the right, the good exercises.
I walk through the neighborhood and over to the park that's nearby.
And that's
me,
a good thing to do.
Yeah.
As well.
I try to do that twice a day now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's about a 20, 25-minute walk, brisk walk.
That's a lot.
See all the neighbors, are, you know, with their dogs out there walking. There's a big dog neighborhood.
You're going to have a new neighborhood, you know.
I know. I got to move in a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks. I'm counting on you guys to help me out.
Well,
you know,
well,
I got a piano to move. I got a big,
the only advice I give you is carry a gun. You're in the big city now, man.
I'm not carrying a gun. Why would I need a gun? I want your two strong boys to help me move this piano and Sam. I don't want to touch it this year. So, you know, I haven't moved for about 7 years. So, but the piano is the main thing.
Yeah, there are reasons why people don't keep their pianos because
they're heavy.
They may have to move.
Yeah. Well, this is a great piano. I've had it for like 15 or 20 years.
Okay.
It's easy. I got piano dollies. So, you know,
that's
that
right.
Makes
you
it,
mentioned that.
That makes it easy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's really, you know, moving a piano.
Let's check out the National Day calendar for today. What do you
shall
say?
Shall we? Yeah, let's get to that right away.
You know, because
before we start rambling on something else.
Okay.
Ramble on. That's
ramble on.
The part of the program that we're on right now. We haven't used that music in a long time.
For a while. Let's see. Is it School Bus Driver Appreciation Day?
It is that, yeah.
Is it Lost Dog Awareness Day?
Yes, it is.
Is it Calendar Appreciation Day? Is it Cherry Cheesecake Day?
Yes, it is.
That's hard to say.
It is.
Take a Chance Day, Picnic Day, or Talk Like Shakespeare Day? Which of those days does not belong?
Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
Well, you're wrong because it is Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Sam, do you care to take a guess? You
know. I wasn't paying attention today. I'm a little.
You never pay attention anymore.
I'm a little
anymore.
Sleepy, Gordy. I was up pretty late last night.
Yeah, were you partying? You need to go out?
Well, it was Sophia's birthday yesterday, so we went out, yeah.
Oh,
where'd
see,
you go?
There you go.
And the Nitty Gritty with some of her friends.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
It's a terrific.
Downtown?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the birthday place, huh?
It is.
So there you go. Good. What'd you have to eat?
Just a burger.
Do they give you a free burger if it's your birthday?
No.
Or just beer?
You get a couple of drinks for free, but
yeah, not
no food.
Just beer.
Okay, well,
okay.
Good.
Fantastic.
So, Sophia have a good time?
Yeah, she said she had a great birthday, so.
She was in a play. Is that play run its course?
They're through the first weekend. It's showing again this weekend. It's Orlando at the University Theater on the UW campus.
Oh,
okay. Does she have a main part? Is that actually on stage?
Yeah, she's on stage. There's only like one or two main parts. It's a sort of abstract play, but it's it's a lot of ensemble roles for everyone.
And it's about Orlando?
It is about a character
Florida?
Named Orlando,
oh.
Yes.
Right. I thought it was about the town of Orlando, Florida.
No. It was written in the 20s. I don't know if Orlando was around or a big deal then.
Not that big of a deal until Disney got there.
Mm, yeah. Hey, a little bit later on, we're going to give away Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour tickets. She's coming to the Barrymore, and that show is happening Saturday, May 11th. In fact, we're going to talk to her, I think, next week. Is that next week or the following week?
Like a week and a half from now or something.
Okay,
like
a week
that,
and a half from now. We're gonna
I texted you about that, but I heard her talking about the Sexy Liberal that she has, and she originated in Madison.
She
came up with the idea of the Sexy Liberal. It started here in Madison. Don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Honestly, I just can't figure out why she would come up with that act here in this town.
You got to ask her when you talk to her in a couple weeks.
We'll ask her that. And we should listen back to yesterday's show. Is that when she mentioned it?
Yes.
Okay. Good deal. All right.
So we have the sexy senior.
Yeah.
liberal senior thing going that's already.
Us. The sexy that's seniors. Us. Oh, yeah, that's us. That's what they say about us.
Okay, did we get to day it wasn't? Or?
Oh, it's not Calendar Appreciation Day. Why would the National Day calendar have Calendar Appreciation Day anyway? That would make no sense at all. Yeah.
Self-congratulatory.
Yeah. So let's
nice to get to the point of the first bit that we do on the program.
So what should we look at? Should we look at School Bus Appreciation Day, School Bus Driver Appreciation Day?
Yes.
A lot of school bus drivers are out there listening to us right now.
There's a shortage of drivers as well, and this would be a great way to promote it. Let's find out a little bit more about it.
All right.
And help the bus drivers out, get more of those bus drivers out there.
I know.
I always thought that it'd be an interesting job to have, actually.
It's not that easy.
I thought about it. I have a perfect drive. Well, I had one until I got a small speeding ticket outside of Sauk City, a little speed trap there on Highway 12.
Yeah, they're there.
Yep. I don't know how, like, it was so recent that you just got a speeding ticket, because you drive like a maniac, John.
You still do that.
Sounds exactly like my kids.
What was that little Jeep that you had back in the...
Sidekick.
The Suzuki Sidekick. It's a tall, small Jeep.
Yeah, it was one of the original SUVs, basically. Small SUVs.
I was always riding shotgun because you insisted on driving if we were going to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And you would take these hairpin turns.
Yes.
And I swear to God, it felt like the car was going up on two wheels.
No, it would
it
never.
It felt like that. But just because you were sitting so high,
it had
you
a wide wheel around. Base. And a lot of people thought that was the vehicle that tipped over all the time, and it wasn't.
Well, you tried. Ford
had their version.
Yeah.
And that tipped over a lot. But mine had this wide wheelbase, and I took the corners fast, just like it did with the Karmann Ghia.
Yeah.
And it was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was fun and frightening, but you know, always a fun time.
And it just rusted away.
Did it?
That's what happened. It just rusted away.
Hey, back to School Bus Driver Appreciation Day.
Yeah, let's get to that.
Today, we're recognizing all school bus drivers for taking care of our precious cargo during the school year. And my page just dropped here.
Well, precious cargo, they deliver packages?
No, they deliver children schools.
I thought they were talking about, you know, getting something from Prime.
Would you like to know the evolution of the school bus?
Yes.
The school bus started with Wayne Works developing the first school car pulled by horses. The first school bus was pulled by horses.
Yikes.
Yeah, this was 1892. Was the first school bus, and then by 1914, they had the first automotive school car. The school car was made of wood and still contained long benches with a tarp for a cover. Boy, those kids.
I think we should go back to that.
1930s, the first bus made of steel.
Mm-hmm.
1939, the school bus, national school
what
bus.
What about the bus drivers?
Well, it doesn't really say much about the school bus drivers. It's just about the buses. But we do appreciate all the drivers. Okay, let's move on.
They created safety standards in 1977.
77, they got around to that.
A little late.
A little late in the game. Yeah.
We got 1 minute left here, pal.
Do we? Oh, man. Well, I don't know. Lost Dog Awareness Day. Should we go with that?
Yeah. Yep. That's another one.
Yeah.
It's National Jelly Bean Day.
That's some future day. National Lost Dog Awareness Day is today.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your dogs on a leash if you're walking your dog. You know, you don't want to lose the dog. That's terrible. All right. Got a couple more days. We'll get to those and also check out the history for today.
Some sage advice right there.
With Sam, the history man.
Indeed.
And with John and Gordy coming back.
Come on in and don't be shy. Just to make your day complete. You might get baked into a pie. On a magic school bus. Step inside. It's a wild ride. Come on.
Ride on the magic school bus.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because
It was a Polka Day celebration.
That's then Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
My girl loves cheesecake.
Oh, cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, well, gobble, gobble, cheesecake.
I hate to interrupt this great song. Mad Radio, WMDX. 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. This is the John and Gordy Show Extravaganza and Family Program.
That's Louis Armstrong.
Is that with any puppet that we're familiar with?
No.
What do you mean?
Puppet?
You Muppets? Think
it's
a,
oh.
Is that a
oh,
Muppet that thing?
No, this is just Louis Armstrong.
Oh, no.
It's really... Well, it's National Cherry Cheesecake Day. That's why we're playing that, you know.
Of course, that's why.
The smooth dessert hits the spot at the end of a meal. I don't care. Okay, let's go to the next one. What was the next one we had there, Sam?
You had Take a Chance Day, and I forget what the other one was.
Yeah, National Take a Chance Day.
Let's
find this out.
Because we just took a chance with National Cheesecake Day.
That failed miserably. But, you know, we push right, on.
Let's find out.
National Take a Chance Day encourages us to break out of our comfort zone. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Most of us have unaccomplished goals or dreams. What if this is the day to take the chance to make it all happen? Even if it's just the first step toward that goal, it'll be one step closer than before. Okay.
Well,
take a chance. ABBA. Yeah. How to observe National Take a Chance Day.
Yes, how do we observe that?
Celebrate your goals or dreams by taking a chance and getting started today. Share a time that you took a chance and it paid off.
Take a ride in my car sometime.
Share your goals and how you're going to achieve them. And then share on social media using hashtag National Take a Chance Day.
You know, that doesn't really say anything, does it?
No,
because
it's really...
taking a chance can be very risky, dangerous, and sometimes deadly. They don't want to get into that aspect of it.
Well, this is National Take a Chance Day, so you know, it's up to you whether you want to take a chance or not.
Be
you know,
real positive.
Be careful.
Yes.
All right? We had one more here. Hang on. It's Shakespeare Day. Talk like Shakespeare Day. That's today.
No,
that's Pirate Day. There's no pirates in Shakespeare.
Like Shakespeare?
So. Well, let's find out. Who's into Shakespeare here? Let's see.
Do you know how to talk like Shakespeare?
Maybe Sam? You just need to speak in verse all day long.
All right.
On April 23rd each year, National Talk Like Shakespeare Day encourages us to speak like the bard. The bard and the characters in his plays. William Shakespeare, who was born in April of 1564. Wow. He lived till April 23rd of 1616. So he died a whole bunch of years ago. I can't do the math. Let's see.
I think a lot of us, you know, when we were studying Shakespeare in school,
and
we did their plays, right? I think a lot of us started talking a little bit like Shakespeare, right? I mean, you just absorb the rhythm.
Here we go.
The text.
How to observe talk like Shakespeare Day.
Oh, no.
Speaketh like Shakespeare.
Starts off real well.
Share on social. Okay, they're all about sharing it on social media because they want to get these hashtags out.
Yeah,
there.
Hashtag talk.
Five ways to celebrate Shakespeare. Okay, let's go one more deep into this thing and be done with it. Five different ways You know, he authored 37 plays with tragedy, history, comedy, and fantasy. So just, I don't know, pick your favorite play and just start speaketh like Shakespeare today.
If.
Oh, discover his common words are today. Phrases like in a pickle came from The Tempest and wear one's heart on one's sleeve from Othello. That's a couple of examples of Shakespeare that's still around today.
I talk like him then.
you feel like we're in a pickle here every day.
Every day.
Yeah. In a pickle.
From I kind of like pickles. They're tasty.
Yeah. Jeez, I like a pickle.
I like them too.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
In the old days, I used to think, oh, yes, your stomach would shrink if you ate too many pickles.
Is that what they said?
Is it?
Really?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
It's always, you know, it's always some scare tactic parents, you know, provide their children in case they don't want them to indulge.
Mm. Sam, you got a couple of things from the history books? Can
sure.
you open the history? Yes. Do you have a sound effect for the opening of the history
what
book yet?
What does it sound like to open a book?
Well, I don't know.
I can't think of what it sounds like.
Okay.
Like the creaky opening the door sound effect of some sort.
How big is this book, John?
I don't know. Just pick a couple of history things.
Let's take a look. Okay, 1635.
Yeah?
The first public tax-supported school opened in the U.S. colonies.
Mm. Cool.
It was the Boston Grammar School, open to all boys at the time, regardless of their social class.
Just the boys?
Yeah, they didn't allow girls into school at the time. Unfortunately. Okay. But still, public education, big deal.
I think we're going back to that time.
Is that it? Really?
Yes, very quickly.
Yeah. Hmm. Mm. Okay, that's an ominous
1984, they discovered the virus that causes AIDS, HIV as it was later named.
Yep.
Okay.
Big deal in working towards helping people during the AIDS crisis. 1985, the year after, you guys will... I want to get your take on this. The new Coke debuts.
New Coke.
Yeah. Yes. What did you think of New Coke?
It was a disaster.
Yeah? So I've heard.
Well, it didn't really...
It was just all promotion. Well, yeah, they changed the recipe and nobody liked it. And they eliminated...
Did you try it?
They eliminated Old Coke.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
And did you try New Coke? I want to know what it tastes like.
No, I did.
I did.
It was just more like Pepsi.
Yeah, it was too sweet.
Mm.
Too sweet.
And no one liked it.
Nobody liked it. They
Coke has a certain edgy taste to it.
Yeah.
Nothing, of course, like Dr. Pepper, which is, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heads above every other soda.
You like Dr. Pepper, huh?
I like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it's good once in a while.
No, it's really good.
Yeah, okay.
Some internet history. 2005. The first video was uploaded to YouTube.
2005. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
19 years ago. Okay. Feels like longer than
what,
that.
I wonder what that video was.
It was by one of the founders of YouTube, and it was him at the San Diego Zoo looking at elephants.
That's not that long ago. That's an amazing thing.
Right,
the growth
right.
of YouTube.
We got people sending us Shakespeare quotes here on the text.
Oh, we do.
It says, if music be the food of love, play on.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Let's take That's some cool. of those today.
Yeah. Send us your favorite Shakespeare quotes.
Good idea, Gordy.
To be or not to be. Is that? Yeah. Is that how that goes?
Oh, my God.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Whether it is nobler, I don't know the rest of it.
Not
you know
bad.
What?
That's not bad.
It's off to a good start.
I don't know the whole monologue, no.
You know, people that are into Shakespeare, really, they're just screaming at their radios right now.
That's
don't
true.
You know? What about this one?
Well, call in then. Tell us how it's done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaketh your minds.
See, I always immerse myself in Edgar Allan Poe. So I would talk like Edgar Allan Poe most of the time.
Yeah. You got something?
But Shakespeare didn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do that in high school. But Edgar Allan Poe? Sure. Mm.
Okay. Well, give us an Edgar Allan Poe
I don't remember any of Edgar Allan Poe anymore. I mean, that's a kid phase. You know, you go through that.
It's a phase.
You know, it's a dark time in teenagehood.
It's not a phase, Mom.
That's right. Yeah, there you go.
You can call us or text us at 608-879-8255. And call us or text us with your favorite Shakespeare quote this morning. Hey, tomorrow we are going to be at Short Stack Eatery at 301 West Johnson, downtown Madison here.
Flipping pancakes.
Yep, it's going to be a fun time. You can join us from 6 to 8 a.m. tomorrow morning at Short Stack Eatery. Coming up. John, what do we have coming up?
We've got a lot of things coming up, including the Mean Farmer.
Oh, boy. Oh, you know.
It's his birthday.
That's next.
Yeah.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're used to seeing farm equipment in Wisconsin farm fields, maybe even in a local dealership. You're not used to seeing big farm equipment in Washington, D.C. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. But that's exactly what citizens and policymakers in Washington, D.C. will be seeing next month on the National Mall. Kurt Blades is the Senior Vice President of Agriculture for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, and they're mobilizing their membership to take a message about production agriculture and the need for a new farm bill directly to those that are writing it.
Well, first of all, the National Mall is a very big place. So if you've been there, you know we're talking football fields in length. And so we've got 25 different companies and 30 different associations representing various aspects of agriculture. And we'll have everything from sprayers and combines to small tractors to robotic milking to irrigation, all of the things that you see on a modern farm today. And the really interesting place of the backdrop of the nation's capital and Washington Monument.
Should be visually striking, that's for sure. Kurt Blades is the Senior Vice President of Agriculture for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. He says, obviously, their goal is to try to inspire policymakers to get finished with the next farm bill. He said it's not a bad way to educate those consumers within the Beltway as well. Modern Ag on the National Mall, happening the week of May 6th. Markets and overnight electronic trade looking pretty decent on a Tuesday morning. Numbers are next. Research, promotion, and education. That's where your Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested. Adam Kask is the executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, fresh off a trip to Georgia, learning more about how soybeans are used in firefighting foam.
Yep, that was down in Dalton, Georgia. We saw a demonstration of a new firefighting product, actually a foam made out of soybean meal. And the whole intention is to replace the current firefighting foam on the market right now is made with PFAS chemicals, the forever chemicals that we're hearing so much about. So our parent organization, the United Soybean Board, has been working on this project for at least a couple of years now. So down in Dalton, Georgia, we had the opportunity along with several other states and a lot of firefighters from some of the different soybean producing states to go down there and see a test of this product. It actually worked very well.
Adam Kask, executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about soy-based firefighting foam. Find more at wisoybean.org. Barrel cheese gained 11 cents yesterday at 177. 40-pound block cheese up 8 at 176. Double A butter was up 8, $3 even. This morning, December corn's up 2.5 at 475. November beans are up a nickel at 1176. July wheat this morning up 11 at 599 a bushel. I'm Pam Yonke.
We could catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to 67 for a high, a bit breezy today with wind southwest to west at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And now, back to two veteran broadcasters who love radio so much, they hope that when it's their time, they die right here on the air. Which, come to think of it, happens pretty much every day. It's John and Gordy!
Yeah, every day. Yeah, Monday through Friday.
We're trying to keep count. How many times you've died?
We lost count.
Yeah, we lost count.
By the way, we've lost count of what episode. We're going to count the episodes. We got to go back and get on track.
Well,
with
whenever
that.
We get towards another milestone number, then I'll recount.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
So we were talking about, welcome back to the John and Gordy Show.
Oh, yes.
53 degrees, highs in the mid-60s today.
WMDX 92.7, 1580 AM.
We're here for you. And we're taking your calls and texts at 608-879-8255. Shakespeare quotes.
Just go to the Civic Media app, and it's easy to do.
Yep. You can text us right from the app.
And you could be, obviously, watching us on social media.
Yeah. Yeah. On YouTube.
While you're
Facebook.
Driving.
Yeah. Maybe you'll get to see a dramatic performance of a bit of Shakespeare on the stream today.
A little bit of Edgar Allan Poe.
Because it's... Oh, okay, you want to have a little duel, maybe? We had, it's Talk Like Shakespeare
because
Day.
I pulled up some quotes from Edgar Allan Poe. Do you want to try that?
Well, I've got some Shakespeare
quotes.
Oh,
you do?
So let's go. Let's go.
Oh, no.
All right.
Do we have to?
Do we have any music for this? Anything?
No accents. Just read it like normal, everyday Madisonians.
All right. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
Very, very wise stuff there.
Okay.
How about this? This is Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
I became insane with long intervals of horrible sanity.
Okay. That sounds just like you.
I know. I grew up in this darkness.
All right. Back to Shakespeare now. We are such stuff as dreams are made on.
All that we see or seem is but a dream. Within a dream.
Wow, that's
think about it.
That's deep.
Yeah.
The course of true love never did run smooth.
So
boy,
true.
That's wise.
There is no exquisite beauty. Think about it.
Did you add the think about it, or is that
I had to think about it?
You're ad libbing now. Okay.
No, I'm just helping Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I didn't realize that was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Is that enough? You got more?
Edgar Allan, well, I get mine, right?
Okay, yeah.
My turn.
Oh, right, yeah.
Those who dream by day are cognizant of many things which escape those who dream only by night.
Okay, here's one from
I think these are better than
Well, how about Hamlet, Act 1, Scene 3?
Oh, yes. I knew you were holding that off just so you could. All right, go ahead. Win this one.
To thine own self be true.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a little icing on the cake there.
Did you add that or is that something?
Okay. That's enough. We don't need to go down that road again. Shakespeare versus Poe. Apples and oranges. Okay. All right.
Well, that worked.
Did it?
It'd be nice to have an Edgar Allan Poe AI us here.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. It would.
Yeah. All right.
If you could just program it.
Do we have the Mean Farmer? Does he have any wise words for us today?
Well, today's a special day for the Mean Farmer. What? Today's his birthday.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, let's check out what the Mean Farmer has in store for his birthday.
Okay. Let's do that.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, stink bait, weasel, and macaroni, I smell like all three.
Beautiful.
Yep, it's my belly button day. Now, you know, most people my age don't like birthdays, but me, I love them. I remember when I was a 9-year-old mean little farm boy. Oh, yeah, I was mean even then. Oh, you bet I was. Yeah, I had the best party ever. I invited everybody at school, and nobody showed up. So I played pin the tail or staple the tail or nail the tail on the donkey, whatever, all by myself. Never did see that donkey again. Anyway, Right as I was gonna smash the birthday cake with a folding chair, a knock came at the door. It was Lamar Agony, the most popular boy in my class. He alone of all my school chums had come to my party. There he stood in his little party suit with a bow tie, the pointy party hat. Oh, never sit down on one of those, never.
Woo! Woo!
There he stood, clutching a brightly wrapped present for me. Golly, you know, it was one of them childhood moments you never forget. I got a lump in my throat, I choked back a tear, I de-pantsed him. And I stapled a tail on him, hit him with some cake. Oh, what was in the present? Well, sheep shear. Still got him. I treasure him to this day. What a memory. Well, this birthday, well, I'm celebrating as usual. Hand me the binoculars there. Yeah, hand. Oh, there she is. Yeah. The stripogram I send myself every year. And need the binoculars because she's down there. See her? On the road at the end of the drive. She won't come up to the house no more. No. Oh, she knows. Oh, you know she knows. I gotta go. Here comes Lamar. Oh, he comes back every year, too. Where is that pointy party hat? Sit down, Lamar. Now, where'd I put my stapling gun? Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, what I used for centerpieces. Oh, just sit down, Lamar. I'll be with you in a second.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Mean Farmer. Hey, I've got another few quotes here from Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, good. Boy, that's a... That's a tough shift.
Using your time wisely, I see.
Going from Mean Farmer to Edgar Allan Poe. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, sure, why not? What do you got?
Well, here it is. You're going to love this. Okay.
I got a couple
words
more.
Have no power to impress the mind without the exquisite horror of their reality. Never to suffer when never had been blessed.
Okay.
Or believe nothing you hear and only half of that you see.
All right.
I don't know.
You want a couple more Shakespeare ones?
Well, just go away. Okay. Yeah. Let's hear some.
This
of
is
that.
From Henry V, Act 3, Scene 1.
Yes.
I know you know this one. But. Once more unto the breach, dear friends. Once more.
Wow. Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
How about from Romeo and Juliet, Act 2, Scene 2?
Mm-hmm.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's enough.
All right, you taught
Let's
me.
Let's close the book on all this, all right?
You taught me on that one.
Okay.
All right.
Enough. So speak like Shakespeare today. Speaketh like Shakespeare. Okay?
All right.
Throw some quotes out there. Okay.
Well, you know, it's a big day today.
Is it?
You know, the trial continues for...
Yeah. For who? Who's on trial?
Get the
coins ready. Because if you say his name...
Dozo the Clown?
Oh, no. We can that's fine. You can go with that. The great
Don,
Warren, the
Don great, Snorleone?
Don Snorleone is terrific. Let's talk about Don Snorleone in court again
Well,
today.
You know, the ex-owner of The Enquirer...
Oh, yeah.
David Pecker has been providing some testimony. They called the trial early yesterday, I think, a jurist... became ill or had to see the dentist suddenly.
No. Really?
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, you know, there's a chyron at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, what did it
explaining
say?
What's going on in the court. And on MSNBC, the guy who wrote the chyron wrote this. Trump worried about Pecker leaking.
Oh,
so,
good Lord. Okay, really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
See, you know, when they create these things...
The graphics
are
department?
Are they doing it purposely or not? Are they having fun with it finally, right?
I think their jobs are on the line for something like that. So I would not, I would bet that person no longer works at CNN or wherever that was. Yeah, that can't, they do plan those things in advance. So I'm sure that just one sneak through.
Well, yeah, somebody said that's the best chyron ever.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, coming up, we've got Stephanie Miller, sexy liberal, Save the World comedy tour tickets. That's coming up in our 7 o'clock hour.
It is.
Yep.
It is.
And, you can talk about the trial. What's happening today? I think they're going over some possible sanctions for the gag order being,
violated
so many times. I think there's 8 or 10 violations.
That's the first thing they're dealing with away from the jury.
Yeah. You know,
to see if they're going to do anything at all. And if they do something or something minor, again, it'll be a slap on the hand and that'll be it.
And they're talking like it might be just a fine at first and then a big warning that if this happens again, you know, you could go to jail for a couple of days. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see how it all unfolds today.
Hey, I've got a quote from Biden. Could we look this up here?
All right.
Number 597. 597.
This is from Biden?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We never got to this. Let's play it. It's on diversity. Let's check this out.
All right.
Think about this. This is not hyperbole. We're the most unique nation in the world in this sense. Every other nation was founded based on geography, ethnicity, religion. That's not us. We came about as a consequence of an idea. An idea. No, I'm serious. Think about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal. Endowed by the good, that's what the basis is for our existence. That's what we found. We haven't always lived up to it. We've never fully walked away from it. Until now, someone's contemplating walking away from it completely. Our diversity is our strength. It's the reason why the rest of the world loves it.
There's the line right there.
That's it. You know, we've been talking this week about some Joe Biden stories. I got one here from Michael Douglas, Michael Douglas,
right.
Talking about, you know, he's roughly the same age as Joe Biden. And here he is talking about Joe Biden. Let's hear that.
All right. Well, I think that I walk a little similar to him. and the people that I've talked to and everybody that I have say he's as sharp as a tack. He's fine. We all have an issue with memories. As we get older, we forget names, something. He's overcome a stutter in his life, and sometimes he might. But let's just say that his entire cabinet, including his vice president, everybody in his cabinet, would be more than happy to work with him again in the next term. I cannot say that about the other candidate running, because nobody in his cabinet from 2016 wants to be involved with him. This is probably the most important election of my lifetime. I share with my kids through the Vietnam War, this is the most critical time in my lifetime, and I can remember where we're at right now. We need somebody in control and power who has some experience and knows how to work on a global situation. The world, you can't ask for one side for us to be active globally, but then internally say we're just going to isolate. It doesn't work that way anymore.
That's right.
So that's Michael Douglas, the actor. You know, we've been trying to play some positive Joe Biden cuts because the other guy, the big orange one, who used to be president, it just sucks up all the media time. You know, we're talking about his trials. We're talking about his background. He's talking about his, you know, whatever he's going to do when he becomes president, what horrible dictatorship he's going to set up. So, you know, time for a little bit of, positive Biden-ness.
The thing here, we talk about that orange guy so much that when something in the trial happens, it's earth-shaking. And then he gets the benefit of the doubt in regards to, you know, complaining and whining about, you know, being picked on constantly as a billionaire. Mm. You know how picked on billionaires usually are and how it hurts them emotionally deep down inside.
Mm-hmm.
But every time something happens that goes against him, then he requires all the sympathy from his followers, his cultists, and it just feeds into the machine. So if we ignore him and, you know, all these events take place anyway, they just, you know, they're just run-of-the-mill decisions according to the law,
right?
And it's not a big deal. Maybe to him it is, but it shouldn't be for us.
Well, the thing is, you know, he always says this is a witch hunt. There's nothing to this. You know, I'm innocent. If you're so innocent, why did you kick the can down the road on all these trials? Why did you keep obstructing, the trial taking place if there's nothing to worry about?
That's right.
You know?
Exactly.
So, all right.
All right.
It is 6:49 coming up. Wisconsin MAGA Republicans trying to stop literacy education
in our schools. They do. Oh, you know they do.
Coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM. It's the John and Gordy Family Show.
That's right.
And we are having one heck of a morning because it is so beautiful out there right now. We have this tremendous view of the city.
Yeah.
And it's hard to, you know, it's easy to be distracted.
It is. And it's such a gorgeous day. People are out early. Driving around,
oh, yeah.
Going to their jobs, going to wherever they're going. And, you know, now that it's light out this time of day, we can see what's happening out there. And we've got our camera out on State Street.
We do.
That we go to. There we see it on Facebook if you're watching there, or YouTube or X. Not much activity at the moment. Just as I was talking about all the cars going by, and then they all left, and now there's nothing. One person walking down the street.
What is that? It's a giant gorilla on top of the Capitol Dome.
What?
I guess we could say almost anything at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I guess we could. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, let's see.
All right. I wanted to get
do we have that story? Okay, I've got
this story.
Okay. Let's go with that.
It's a female teacher.
Yeah.
She was arrested after bringing a gun to a preschool where she worked, and she started threatening coworkers. Shaneka Colart, 29 years old, is facing one count of assault, one count of threats of mass violence at a school, and two counts of carrying a weapon onto a school property following an incident at a preschool in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, Tennessee is back in here again.
Oh, boy.
Staff told police she threatened to shoot up the preschool and that she keeps a firearm on her at all times.
She's the teacher.
Yep. At a preschool.
At a preschool. Bring in a gun.
Now, get this. More than half of all states have some type of law allowing teachers and other school employees to carry a gun on campus. How did that happen?
I don't know.
That's, isn't that crazy? That the red states are right. Moving backward on this one. Even after this, Tennessee parents are still urging Tennessee lawmakers not to pass a bill allowing teachers to carry guns. They're actually trying to allow teachers to carry firearms in school. Again, this is agenda over solving real problems of gun violence in schools.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not working out. Just not working out at all.
So she was charged and taken away, right?
Several charges. It's not too many guns.
Well,
and Tennessee is experiencing it. This is why those two black representatives, state representatives, were kicked out. Because they were protesting, not doing anything about the gun problem in schools or in society, basically.
Yeah. They got tossed out and then immediately got voted back in by their constituency,
That's right.
A week or two later.
But yeah, Tennessee. Now there was one good story, and I don't know if you heard this, John, but last week, Tennessee, they have a number of automotive plants down there.
Yeah.
And they actually voted in the union. They went a couple of times before, 2 or 3 years ago, to vote in a union at this automotive plant, and it failed. It finally passed. So there's a little ray of hope there for the workers of Tennessee. This was, I don't know if it's a GM plant or Ford, or we can look that up. But they have tried and tried to get the union organized there and instill it, but it finally happened. So, you know, good for that. So
by
one,
the way, the
one good chunk of Tennessee news.
I did catch that story, and the governor is saying that was a wrong decision by the employees, right?
Really?
Yeah. They shouldn't have done that because, who knows?
Yeah, they're going to lose their job. You know, they're going to downsize now.
Right.
It'll cost more, all this.
All the problems getting benefits that go along with being in a union.
Yeah.
And remember, we were talking about this the other day about union pay.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually about $10,000 more a year.
Mm-hmm.
So the governor doesn't like that for his state either. He doesn't want the employees of companies in his state to make $10,000 more a year because that could have an effect on the economy.
Well, gee.
Right?
Wouldn't they also pay more in taxes? But
offset
that, yeah.
Here are the details. I just looked it up.
Thank you.
It's the UAW, and they won a lot of the vote at this. It's a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee.
Oh.
73% of the people voted to unionize there at this plant.
Wow.
And 73% were wrong. They made a wrong decision,
according to the governor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah.
crazy people. Who would want a union, right?
Right.
Crazy thing that I think, though, is that there were two previous elections pretty recently in 2014 and 2019
right.
that both failed.
Yeah. So something happened there. They wised up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So it's catching on nationwide. Unionization is really catching on now, and everybody's kind of catching on to the fact that they get benefits along with higher pay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a nice thing to have. And plus, you know, they have the entire, you know, the thing here, and I've always had a problem with the logic of arguing for union rights. The Republicans have always gone to court with this, and they have said that it's unfair for people who don't want to be in a union to have to pay union dues. They think it's really unfair, even though they're benefiting, obviously, from union-negotiated wages and benefits.
Right.
But they don't want to pay their way. And the courts have said, yeah, that's wrong. They shouldn't have to pay.
Mm.
And I kept thinking to myself, wait a minute here. You know, if you don't like being part of a union, you can walk. You can leave that company. You don't have to be a part of the company. You don't have to change the entire company because you don't want to be a part of a union. Look someplace else. What happened to freedom?
Yeah.
You've got a freedom to choose where you work. You don't have to work in a union company.
Yeah. So against unions, go work somewhere else.
Exactly.
You know, if you think you can find a job.
You'd think that the attorneys would have brought it up. You know, well, you have the freedom to not work at a company that has a union.
Mm-hmm.
What about that? Yeah. Why do you want to change everybody else's availability of having a union contract?
Mm-hmm.
And they've never made that argument, and they've lost in court. And it blows my mind. I don't understand it. People have the choice of working or not working in a union. Use your legs. Mm-hmm. Use your feet. Take a hike.
John, maybe you should go to law school and become a lawyer.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Really?
You know, we're going to get an attorney on, right?
Yeah.
We're working on
that. We're working on
that. And we're going to talk about some of the big cases that are in front of the Supreme Court right now and some of the cases that have been decided. And I'm telling you, the Supreme Court has basically destroyed this country just from all their decisions. It doesn't need Congress to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to try to get into that and break this down just a little bit. But again, take a walk. If you don't like to work at a union company, leave the company.
There you go. 6:58 coming up, tickets to Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour, which is happening Saturday, May 11th at the Barrymore Theater.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air.
Earl Ingram.
Tuesday, join me and my good friend Sandy Williams for our regular conversation. We'll discuss the Ukrainian aid package and more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.